This is the World Today Weekend on CKNW News Talk 980. Once again, here's Sean Leslie.
Well, sometimes I find myself asking myself this question. Self, I say, do I really need a landline anymore? Do I really need to pay the monthly phone bill when I've got a cell phone, my wife's got a cell phone, one of my two kids has a cell phone now, and the other will get hers, I'm sure, in a couple of years when she's a little bit older. In this day and age when so many of us carry cell phones, do we really need the old landline? Alan Connect joins me now. He's a Toronto-based business consultant who specializes in technology trends. Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Hey, thanks so much for your time. Recent survey information here, Alan. 67% of Canadian households have a landline in 2010, according to Stats Canada. That's down from 83% in 2008, and I think it's going to keep trending down. I mean, do those numbers surprise you at all, or does that sort of jibe with what you're seeing?
It's completely in line with everything I've been seeing as a trend amongst my clients, amongst my friends, amongst my peers over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and households led by people from 18 to 34, so you start getting down into the younger generation, 50% of them don't have a landline, and, I guess I have to ask, are landlines going to be a thing of the past sometime soon?
Well, I personally believe that their demise is imminent, whether that means another 10 years or 15 years. I believe in North America they are going to be imminent and will disappear. It's interesting, I did put a post out onto Facebook, and the response I got on the subject matter from people around the world gave a whole different perspective.
Really? So
some countries are saying it's just landlines are cheaper than the mobile line, so I'm going to keep my landline because I have unlimited calling on it. Which, in the U.S., I was trying to dig up some numbers, it's getting closer to 50% of the people with landlines because most of the cell phone plans there have unlimited calling nationwide.
Yeah, they still have cheaper rates in the U.S., don't they?
A lot cheaper on their mobiles, and if you think about a traditional landline in the U.S., there's long-distance bills. They go to their mobile phones, there's no long-distance bill.
Well, exactly.
The saving grace for landlines, and it'll all be a question how people, I'd say, define a landline, are people who are in areas prone to natural disasters. If you're in Florida where they get hurricanes or along the Carolinas, the hurricanes come, the power goes out, the landline still works.
The landline still works, yeah.
It's provided you don't have a phone that requires you to plug into the wall. If you have one of those good old-fashioned phones, it works.
The old Bakelite phone with the rotary dial.
Rotary dial, even push button, as long as you don't have to have call display working for you. I always have an emergency line. Those work in all conditions, and I pointed out a number of years ago, and I'm based out of Toronto, when we had the big blackout about 8 years ago, nobody's cell phones worked. But if you had a traditional landline, you could call people.
So you still maintain, Alan, yourself, some kind of landline?
Yes, we do in the home, yeah.
Well, there are advantages, obviously, and I will say this, from a radio perspective, when we phone up guests to put them on the radio, we still prefer landlines. The sound quality is still better.
Well, I find the quality enormously improved over using your cell phone, but the definition of a landline is changing too. If you're with one of the major cable companies, they're offering phone service, which is essentially a voice over IP mechanism.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they're going to perform if there's a major blackout. Yes, they have a battery backup, but how are they going to perform? So even the definition of landlines is changing.
Absolutely. But as we say, I mean, the younger generation more and more is saying, why would I pay that extra bill? Why would I? And I know that some, you know, rates have been going down for your basic phone service. But you know, Alan, it's still a monthly bill you got to pay.
It's a monthly bill. And I was listening to your show a little earlier on where you're talking about trying to cut costs.
Yeah.
And that's a perfect example. A cell phone has become a necessity. It's not a luxury item that it was 20 years ago. You have to have a cell phone. The first question, where can I reach you during the day? So you have your cell phone. Now I have to pay for that. Do I need to pay another $30 to $40, $50 for my landline? Or do I put that into my cell phone and get unlimited calling or some other features that I want? And they're choosing not to. We're also having a generation now that's in their 20s who essentially grew up where their parents have always had a cell phone. It may have been just in the car with some limited use, but it's part of their culture.
Yeah. I think that's exactly right. I mentioned the sound issue, and it's still a little bit better sound on landlines. But is that gap going to close, or are we going to see better technology when it comes to the quality of cell phone conversations?
I think that's inevitable. The technology has gone leaps and bounds over the last year. They're now talking about 4G networks and different technologies. I don't know how long you've had a cell phone, but I remember going back into the early 90s, late 80s, drop calls were frequently. You turned the corner, you got out of range of a tower, you lost your call.
Absolutely.
In major urban centers, that doesn't happen that often anymore. But the ability to sit in a standard place, if you're in an office, I know many people who work out of their homes, and they can't take their call on their cell phone in certain rooms in the house because of the reception, the way something's interfering with the signal. So there are advantages, but that technology is getting better and better, and that's the reality. And I do believe eventually concept of landlines is going to disappear.
I think so, too. You can't get a plan now, can you not, that where you pay one bill and it gives you all your phones, landline, and cells?
In different geographical regions, those are being offered by the different companies. So they are bundling it. Rogers, which is a heavy cable provider here in Ontario,
yep,
offers you get a Rogers Mobile, get your landline, get your cable TV. We'll give you a great discount on everything. And yes, you can get your landline for $15 a month. You go, for $15 a month, leave me my landline.
Yeah, really a nominal bill. But I think you're right. I think eventually, and maybe sooner than later, landlines will belong with buggy whips and phonographs, Alan.
As the quality for cell phones goes up, as the advances in smartphone goes up, they're going to take over. The bigger issue I have is, do I really want to carry a cell phone in my pocket when I'm at home? Every room. It's different when you're an under 30 or whatever age you are, and you're single, you're living in a one-bedroom apartment, and you can leave the cell phone in the main room, not a big deal. When you're in a two-story home and you have several rooms, do you want to be running all the time?
Eventually, they're going to wire it all directly into our brains, and there'll be no equipment at all.
Well, that'll be it, or you're going to come home and plop your cell phone into some mechanism that will work off the lines in the home so you can pick it up on handsets elsewhere. I worry about the handset manufacturers. Like, where are they going?
That's true. But just like buggy whip makers, they'll have to find something else to do.
They'll have to find. For the meantime, I think corporations will still be the bastion for some concept of a landline. For someone's calling your radio show, you don't want them calling it on a cell phone.
Exactly. Alan, I'm out of time. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it.
Great. I appreciate it as well.
That's Alan Konecki. He's a Toronto-based business consultant specializing in technology trends. Yeah, I think eventually we'll get there where landlines are going to be a thing of the past. We'll all be wired for sound. Absolutely.